Shane Stridehorse is the chair of the Alberta Pulse Growers. He joins us for the Ag Show today. Shane, thank you very much for joining us. Big investment here from the Alberta Pulse Growers, $2 million in partner funding for federal cluster research projects is happening, and the Pulse Growers have made that investment. As an icebreaker, please, comments on said investment.
Yeah, so it's a very large investment. Thanks, Keith. Yeah, it's a collaborative effort. So the cluster really has a good fit here. Collaborative effort between Alberta Pulse, Saskatchewan Pulse Growers, Manitoba, Ontario Bean Growers, Pulse Canada, and of course the Government of Canada, all contributing to this very large group of projects.
How key is it to have all of these organizations plus the federal government on board with this investment and the research projects that are going on?
I guess the biggest thing is that it shows the significant opportunity of leveraging. I mean, of course, $2 million from Alberta Pulse Growers is not a small investment on its own, and it's over 5 years, but when we add that to the contributions from the other provincial organizations and from Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, it's a total of $21 million, so we get a pretty good bang for our buck. And the suite of projects included here really helps support all of the major pulse crops in Alberta, because there's pieces supporting peas, lentils, chickpeas, dry beans, as well as faba beans here.
Yeah, I was going to ask here, Shane, what are some of the projects being worked on with this investment and with this project?
Yeah, so I guess probably first of all, a couple of the biggest ones for what we're facing is the root rot issues affecting peas and lentils. And there's a couple of projects here, Dr. Borgo out of the University of Saskatchewan and Dr. Shama Chatterton out of AAFC Lethbridge, focused on root rots of peas and lentils. So that's a big one, of course. And then there is support for a couple of pea breeding programs, including Dr. DJ Bing in Lacombe, and continuing support for Dr. Workington out of the University of Saskatchewan.
Is this the initial steps or the start of the either the investment process or the research projects themselves, or are we quite a ways into the process here?
So a number of the programs, I guess, are continuing programs, I guess, under this specific announcement. These are, I guess, new projects that are getting support under this program. Obviously, a lot of these researchers are well known to us and to the Pulse community for the work that they have been doing and continue to do. So, we are pleased to announce this funding for them to continue to search for solutions to some of the issues we have, including, obviously the root rots, improving yield, improving resilience to struggling growing conditions. And there's also a piece supporting faba beans, so that's kind of exciting to me. And faba beans are my favorite pulse crop, so I'm looking forward to some results from all these projects to help our industry.
A lot of the projects, I guess, are with crops that are pretty prevalent up here in the Peace region in northwestern Alberta. When farmers hear of this investment and these research projects, what is some of the feedback, if any, if you're getting on these on the investment and on the projects?
Yeah, I guess it's, I mean, we, of course, cover a very diverse group of crops, being the grain legumes under the umbrella of pulse crops. So, yeah, lentils have been grown successfully in the Peace region, so I think there's going to be some positive feedback for growers there. Peas, of course, we're always looking to find solutions for root rot and improving standability. Things like higher protein pea varieties to be uncovered. So there's good feedback on that. And then, for where I am in central Alberta, we have a little bit more moisture typically. So faba beans are a great fit. So we're kind of excited for that. And maybe one of the smaller pulse crops as far as the total acreage in the province would be the dry beans under irrigation in southern Alberta. So that's maybe a little bit far away for growers in the Peace region, but it's a very significant and a very successful program that they've been running down there for a long period of time. So there's a piece of this cluster that supports Dr. Prathibha Balasubramanian's dry bean program. out of AAFC Lethbridge, and we're pleased to support that as well. And I think the growers down there, as I said, it's a very successful program, and they are always happy to see the new varieties coming out of his breeding program because, dry beans are something that are very region-specific. So a dry bean has to be kind of developed in the area that it's going to be grown, whereas crops such as peas, for example, sure, different varieties are better suited to different areas, but they are maybe a little bit more widespread than something like dry beans.
Farmers and ranchers who fall into this, I guess, category, for lack of a better term, are there things that they can do and provide to aid the projects?
Not specifically, no. I guess it's, as I mentioned, the leveraging opportunity, because, of course, a levy is collected on the sale of pulse crops. I would encourage producers to leave their levy with the commission because we are investing it for the betterment of the industry and for the benefit of the farmers. And, it's always a slow process. Research has to be, repeatable and all that. So it's a slow process. But we do look forward to seeing the results of this, and I'm certain that they will benefit our farmers in Alberta.
What are some of the goals of SEDGE research projects and maybe future investments into the research?
Yes, as I mentioned, of course, the dry bean program looking for better and improved varieties. The same could be said for the pea breeding programs, looking for higher yield, of course, we're always looking for improved standability, disease resistance, seed size, maybe reduced seed coat cracking. There is a piece, of course, looking at the root rots for peas and lentils, improving the genomic improvement of fava beans. And I think there's also a project to support chickpeas, which of course isn't really going to be something suited for the Peace region, but in southern Alberta and in parts of Saskatchewan, chickpeas are a significant crop.
What are some of the next steps that need to be taken from an Alberta pulse grower's perspective?
Yeah, I guess we're always in contact with the researchers, so we kind of look forward to hearing what's going on, what they're finding with the projects, and then every year our research committee we do look at a number of different research proposals outside of the cluster, and some of them have, tie-ins with some of the cluster projects maybe. So, there's always, something might come out of it that catches our attention, and then we can focus on a part of it and expand on it in other projects.
Shane Stridehorst is the chair of the Alberta Pulse Growers. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Keith.